My name is Amy Strunk, and I work as Special Projects Administrator for the CFA Institute Research Challenge. I'm talking today with Marta Calvario, a credit risk manager at Banco BPI in Madrid, Spain, about her experience volunteering with her local competition. Marta participated in the CFA Institute Research Challenge as a student and now volunteers as an industry mentor for the CFA Institute Research Challenge hosted by CFA Spain. Thank you, Marta. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about what you do now.
Currently, I'm working for a Portuguese investment bank as a credit risk manager. It's been 7 years since I am in this bank, this BPI. I basically analyze companies from Spain, from several industries. I do a lot of financial analysis, credit ratings, prepare proposals for the credit committee of the bank, and it's a challenge working in this area right now as we have a lot of financial restructurings given the financial crisis.
Okay. And in what capacity have you volunteered for the CFA Institute Research Challenge in the past?
Well, and back in 2008, I participated as a student. We won the local and the regional events. Then from that on, I was a mentor for the team from Universidad Carlos III from Madrid. And, well, we had two local victories and two presences in the regional MAF final.
And what interested you most? What made you want to actually participate?
By that time, I thought that it was a challenge to be able to do like the professional analyst job, have the opportunity of taking a hands-on approach regarding investment analysis. I think that basically feel like a true equity analyst was that what motivated me the most.
What does mentorship and the competition involve?
I think, first of all, it involves being able to help, then to guide the students into the right track, and I think most importantly, make them aware of the truly outstanding level of this competition that we face year after year. It is also about building a team. Usually people have different backgrounds, experience, and skills, and we just have to make them to feel better and be better than all other teams in the competition. I mean, at first, we try to tell them that the effort is worth, and we try to convince them that they can make it. So we set deadlines, we motivate them when difficulties arise. We also criticize when things are not so good, and I think it's part of it. So on the whole, I think we always remind the importance of their poise, their attitude, of convincing the judge, because that's the most important objective in the competition, convince the judge of your investment recommendation.
And how do the students benefit from your experience actually working in the industry?
Well, I think that the first thing to say is that they can, from my experience, I think they can mainly understand the barrier between an academic presentation and a professional one, knowing where to focus more on practical issues rather than theoretical ones, because they are used to write essays, academic essays, and give oral presentations in academic terms. And besides, I think students benefit from mentorship in the sense they gain more confidence, they work more as a team, and at some point we think they actually believe they can make it.
And how do you think earning the CFA charter could enhance your skills as the role of mentor?
Well, I think that earning the CFA charter could act as an important plus, an important extra due to the technical skills the CFA program provides and the public recognition it has. I'm absolutely sure that it could help in further years if I'm able to get the charter this year.
For more information about the CFA Institute Research Challenge and how you can get involved, visit us online at www.cfainstitute.org/research. Research Challenge.